Next, you need to select that cities in your flash flood warning polygon be listed in the flash flood warning text. And finally, you need to select what actions the public can do to protect themselves and their property. This will be addressed through the call to action statements that you choose to include in your warning. As a best practice, you should include 1 to 2 call to action statements per flash flood warning and make sure that you are intentional about why you are picking a specific CTA. You don't want your warning bogged down by multiple CTA statements that are not relevant to the situation at hand. Finally, don't forget to use the flash flood statements to regularly update info on your flash flood warning during an ongoing event. Since flash flood warnings are a relatively long-lived event, you'll want to use flash flood statements to disseminate new and updated information as reports come in and the threat evolves over time.